I admit that you were right in this case.
I work on Mondays. If it can be any other day and it makes you happy.
What day?
Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, I couldn't get a Saturday, Sunday slot. This is another thing, like yesterday, you're like, oh, well, you didn't, like, you basically implied I couldn't be bothered finding a fucking driving lesson. Or, like, just, oh, just leave him. Like, when it's took me this long to find
someone. No, it's fine. You clearly respect him. And
he's a fucking driving instructor. I disagree with a lot of what he says. I don't think it's right. But he's telling me what to do. So I need to listen to him because he's my fucking driving instructor.
I'm not personally attacking you. Yeah, all I'm saying is I don't want to give you driving lessons anymore on my car in my insurance with the learner plate where I'm supposed to be, you know, supervising you because you don't respect my driving at all. You're trying to send me to your driving instructor now. I don't want to give you lessons anymore.
I don't want lessons. Okay. I don't want lessons from you. All I need is practice.
Great. I wasted 100 quid on this fucking Christmas present, but
so
that's fine.
Because I've admitted that I was wrong and you were right, now I can't drive your car.
No, because of all the arguments that you were wrong, you were right. No. You went to your driving instructor. I spoke to my driving instructor. You're wrong. You know, I'm sorry. This is gaslighting.
No, it's not. You picked a fight last night. I was trying to explain calmly. You took it as an assault.
Well, you explained calmly that I'm wrong.
That's
that you explained to you. And I wasn't. I remember drawing this thing for you. Stop hitting yourself.
Jesus Christ, Catherine. Fuck! God, you're fucking insane!
No, you're insane.
Drive me up the fucking wall! Last night, I was trying to explain what my driving instructor told me about how you go around a roundabout. That was it. It wasn't an attack.
Did we have to draw the roundabout?
You turned it into a fucking attack. Started an argument over it when all I wanted to do was debate you over it. You picked a fight. I was like, okay, fine. Once it's turned into a fight, I couldn't help but find out a proper answer. So I messaged him the pictures. You were right. I admitted you were right.
I remember.
I came upstairs. I apologised. We had a nice little chat. I went downstairs. You woke up, festered, and are now venting on me. And look what you've done to me.
Again, you've changed the story. Last night, we were giggling and drawing the roundabout. I said, look, honey, you're wrong because the car was parked here. And you took this turn. So no, that you explained the roundabout wrong. I was very calm last night about
you
it.
You wins.
And then I left because
you
I knew. And then I thought that, okay, since he's lecturing me now how I was wrong being scared in that situation and my driving shit anyways.
You're driving is shit.
So then I decided, okay, that's the end of Kat's driving lessons.
I said. I asked you for fucking driving lessons.
I'm sorry I got you driving lessons for Christmas. I got
you didn't get me fucking driving
lessons. No, I put you on my license.
That's not giving me lessons. But oh my fucking God. Can you not see the difference between putting someone on your license and giving them lessons?
Supposed to be there when a driver that you respect and listen to is supposed to be next to you, but you don't respect me. So I don't want to do that anymore.
You did your test 50.
So we've agreed we're not going to drive in my car anymore.
Fine,
what's
drive
the matter? Why you're mad? That's all I'm asking is, okay?
Okay, let me tell you why I'm fucking mad then. If you just let me get a word in. Right. All I need is practice. I need to do it how he says. You give me contradicting information, I'll fail my fucking test. I need to do the things in the order that he said. Like if you turn right, centre right. You don't just, it's not all.
How much do I interfere other than that you shouldn't have been on the right lane at that roundabout? It was fucking dangerous. I don't micromanage your driving, do I?
No.
So then you go. So what's the problem?
This now is the problem.
That I'm saying you're not driving my car anymore.
What was the point of fucking getting insured? What? Because I debated one fucking point you made. And then...
backup from your driving instructor.
Oh,
I really think I'm wrong.
What?
When I wasn't.
I know you weren't. That's why I fucking double checked.
You triple checked after you double checked
no
with him.
And then I came up and told you you were right. I could have just let you think you were fucking wrong.
I didn't think you actually meant that. I thought, because I told you previously, okay, Fab, I don't want to argue. I'm tired. Fine, you're right. And then after that, you came back and said, okay, you're right. So I figured you're just saying that because I just said it downstairs.
No,
because I didn't
want to
argue. I said, that's
I'm
fine,
learning.
You're right. I'm going upstairs.
I'm learning. Do you not fucking understand? I have to ask him these questions. He's my teacher.
Yes, and you should drive with him and take the lessons from him.
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking doing.
And that's also what I'm arguing for.
Jesus Christ. What a complete waste of a fucking morning this was. All because you want to wake up and fester about something I've already apologised for.
Last night.
Last night. Operative. I came up with a brew. Smile. Kiss. Are you okay? Did you sleep well? I'm in a strop over the driving thing last night. That's you. That's literally you.
Well, you were trying to question my entire reality on how to drive properly.
No, I'm not trying to question your entire reality. I'm questioning... Oh, my fucking God. I'm sick of repeating myself. You passed your test 15 fucking years ago. Things have changed.
How many accidents have I had?
Loads.
Zero!
You crashed
zero!
Into...
You
fuck
come off your bike
you
so many
crashed
times!
Into bins, cars! I crashed
what?
My bike!
You know exactly the thing in the driveway with the neighbour! Do you know this was
you
a setup!
You reversed into the car! You reversed into the neighbor's car. You reversed into Ben's. You banged into that mirror and I had to come and rescue you. I crashed my bike into a person on the way to come and rescue you because you were panicking because you dinged a wing mirror. And then you freak out and have to pull over because you dinged a wing mirror.
It wasn't even damaged, oh, was sorry, it? My sorry. Car was never damaged in anything. No, neither was anyone else's car. You know Catherine, yourself, you... the neighbor was an asshole who just had me pay for a new bumper that I probably didn't even break.
I agree.
So then why am I a bad
because
driver? I've had enough of this. Fuck off, Fab! Leave! I hate you! Go away!
Jesus Christ.
Don't touch my car ever again!
Okay! Shut the fuck up screaming at me.